Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol? Oh no, I'm not even recording. Wait. No! Now we're both on there. It was just you before. Now we're just...
Wonder what I said. Because I didn't look at
I don't know.
We'll listen back. Anyway.
We'll never know. It will be a forever mystery until we listen back to this episode of Not So Thought, episode 28.
Dang!
I'm so excited. And you know what? You guys get this one early.
Yeah, you do. It's going to be Friday.
We're going to post on the social media. But I'm not going to be in my Wi-Fi or probably cell phone service area.
No. So I'm going to have to call, you know, take care of everything. It's fine.
So this will be up Friday morning for you guys. So we got like 2 in 1 week.
Yay! Yeah. All right. So since, you know, it's going to be in the same week, let's just talk about some current events.
From last week. Oh, I guess it'll be the same week.
Yeah, it'll be the same week.
Yeah, these will be a little older, but it's okay. Everyone probably already knows this, but Trump announced his vice presidential candidate, that he's choosing to run with. Running mate. Okay. It's Pence, the Indiana governor. Basically, the joke has been said that, oh, it's just a... picking a white guy to get the whiter guys to vote for him. So, we'll see how that goes. I just wanted to put that out there in the world.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Okay, anyway. So, there was a little bit of a scandal that just happened. So, there's Danny Mathers, a 2015 Playmate of the Year, was at...
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about this? Mm-hmm. It's insane. So she was at an LA Fitness, and she Snapchatted a girl that was, like, naked in the locker room changing.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she say? She said, if I can't unsee this, then you can't either. And then snapped a picture of her face. Like, and everyone was, like, appalled. And I guess she just downloaded the app. It meant to send to, like, a friend, not, like, put it on her story. But still... And
yeah,
so
what a garbage human.
Yeah, like the girl had no idea this picture was being taken of her. So people are tweeting, like, you need to, like, revoke her, like, thing so she can't come to that gym anymore. And so the gym told her she can't come back to LA Fitness. But she posted an apology on Snapchat. She was like, I'm so sorry. That was not meant to go out to the world. It was meant to go to my girlfriend. I just learned to use the app. She's like, I do not promote body shaming whatsoever.
You're lying.
Girl, you're fucking body shaming right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
It just proves that all those little pageant girls, they just think highly of themselves. And then they're just, you know, us regular people, just laughing at us.
I couldn't imagine if someone took that of me and then I saw that blasted on, it's like totally blurred out on the picture I saw, but on social media for all to see, especially on Snapchat, and then you say, if I can't unsee this, then you can't either. That is so mean.
I know.
Anyway.
Did she delete it from her story after it happened?
She took on all, she took on her Twitter, she took on her Snapchat, she took on her Facebook.
So like
she,
coward.
And then she posted, and then she might take her Snapchat down after.
Because I watched her little apology video and it's just bullshit. Fuck her.
She lost her career. Bye.
Yep.
Okay.
Didn't deserve it anyway, it sounds like.
You're supplying me.
Yep.
Okay.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
Throw it away on Snapchat, Spider-Man.
So, there's a video. This one's a lot more lighthearted. There's a video going around of a guy that's on a train, and he's got, like, a whole package of 4 sticks of butter, and he's, like, mowing them down.
Ew!
It's, like, trending. Like, but they think it's fake. But I at first I thought... Like, I was like, what if he's just, like, a homeless man and that's all he can afford?
Is butter? If he can only afford butter, Amanda, he can afford candy bars. He needs to eat candy bars.
You'd rather eat... Well, I feel like
Would you rather eat sticks of butter?
I've seen people...
Or chips.
I won't name names, but I've seen someone that can literally scoop out and eat a whole thing of butter.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Ooh. Are you sure?
Yeah, you told me.
Oh. She's skinny, so...
We talked about her last podcast.
So listen to last podcast and you'll know. So they think it's fake because the angle, like, the guy starts shooting right before he's, like, opening the butter. And it's right on him. Like, it's, like, if I was filming you, like, you know how people would hide it? It'd be like...
Mm-hmm.
But he's like... So they don't know. But the guy looks, I thought he looked homeless.
Ew, that's just sick.
I don't know.
What the heck?
But that's it. That's all you got.
So this week, Amanda picked this topic, and we're going to talk about Holocaust experiments. Because we like to pick all of, you know, the fun, lighthearted, happy things on this podcast.
Yeah.
But what even made you think of this?
We were talking about something Holocaust-y, like, 2 podcasts ago, and I was, like, in the middle of switching. I was like, we should do a Holocaust experiment, like, things. I don't know. I have weird...
It was always, like, a subject in school I'd be, like, interested in, weirdly enough.
But I never, like, ventured too far.
Yeah, like, whenever we read, like, the Diary of Anne Frank and stuff, I always thought it was so fascinating, because it's so hard to believe, like, something like that happened.
It's insane. Okay, this is a story I was going to tell last podcast. Can I tell it before we started this?
Sure.
So, there's a Holocaust Museum in Michigan where we used to go to school, and where we used to live, and it was, so we had a speaker at the end of it. This has stuck with me to this day. So, the speaker was saying, like, they take all the, like, the Jewish people, and obviously they, like, put that tattoo on them so they can, like, track them or whatever, but they're waiting in line, and there's 2 lines that these people are in. Like, it's, like, a younger voice, so it's, like, he thought that he was in the line to, like, die, like, be sent to death, or no, he thought he was in the line to live, and he thought his brother was in the line to die, and he was, like, oh my god, what do I do? Like, I don't want to see my little brother die, like, I don't know what to do. So he told his little brother, he's, like, switch lines with me, and so obviously, like, he thought wrong. He was actually in the line to die, and he switched, so he lived, and he sent his brother to death. And he found that out years later. So, and all of his family died in the Holocaust except for him. Isn't that so sad? It makes me cry.
Have you ever seen the movie The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
No, I can't watch it. I know.
That movie is so sad. And it has such a turn of events at the end.
Does it?
Yeah.
Maybe I should watch it. I like, avoid sad movies.
Sometimes, though, you just need a good movie to cry over.
That's true. I'm like, Marley and Me, that's...
Oh! I only like, cried at least 7 times in that movie.
One time, like, Jason was like, it's the only movie I've ever cried in. So I was like, watch it together. Like, we can cry together.
Oh, but reason. Jason's a sucker for dogs.
Yeah, and then he was like, I swear, he didn't cry at all when we watched it together. He's like, I think it's just because you're here. I can't cry. And I'm, like, over there, like, oh, my God.
I know, that whole entire movie, I just bawled my eyes out.
So sad.
Well, you have more of this than I do. I just have a website pulled up.
Okay, I got it, yeah. So, I'll start her off. I went to this website, and basically this website was saying that there were 3 kind of categories that these testings were in. So I'm going to kind of split this up. So the first category was like, basically, the Nazis wanted to, like, test stuff so they could learn things. So, this one's, like, how, like, their military, if they have to survive certain things, like freezing temperatures, they're going to test this on the Jews. So,
it wasn't just Jews.
I mean, all the prisoners. We're going to call them prisoners.
Yeah. God. What we learned last episode that Megan said, it wasn't just Jews.
Mostly Jews, though.
It was, but it was also homosexuals or any person of color, because he was trying to make an ideal race. Granted, there wasn't that many African Americans. They wouldn't be African Americans. What would they be? African Germans.
African Germans. Yeah, I guess.
That lived, but they said, Germany.
Is that the German language?
Yeah. It just sounds like a big old ball of spit.
I only know one word in German. Ich liebe is I love you in German.
Never
that sounds
German.
Ugly as it is. Anyway, so. So these experiments that they did for survival purposes used to help the military gain knowledge on extremes that they could go through, such as, like, high-altitude experiments. So they put the prisoners in low-pressure chambers to determine the maximum altitude from which crews of damaged aircrafts could parachute to safety. They also, I think you have this one too, freezing experiments. So they would put prisoners in, like, very extreme, like, -6 degrees, low temperatures for, like, hours on end to see how long they could survive. So then if they did survive, they want to see how they could treat hypothermia. It's insane. It's pretty. I get to only get started.
Because in
here.
School, what do you only learn about? You learn that they went in gas chambers and that they were out there and they did some work and then they just pretty much just gassed them or they like caught them on fire and like just turned them into ashes. You never really told you that they did experiments on them.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot more of them that died in like gas chambers and of natural causes than experiments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still interesting, I think.
But, I mean, if you ever watch American Horror Story, it actually touches on some of this stuff.
What season?
Well, it's getting to the point where some of the seasons are corresponding together.
Mm-hmm.
So the second season, which is the Asale Asylum, the doctor is actually an ex-Holocaust doctor.
Oh.
And he correlates with the fourth or fifth season about the circus, and the head lady of the circus was actually operated on by a Holocaust guy, and they have reason to believe that both of those seasons are related, and that the Holocaust guy that's in the second season is the one that did the operation on the girl in the circus, and that she doesn't have any legs, and he chopped her legs off.
Are they ever going to release that information, you think?
Well, they started in the last season where they really started showing parts of other seasons and combining them. So I think the next season, maybe they'll actually like start building more stories, which I do like that the show does that.
Yeah.
Because if you've been following it, like you don't have to follow it just because it's something you can watch like season by season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool if you like a fan of the show and they actually start, you know,
combining
things.
Isn't next one going to be like a woods? Or something?
No, it's Cruise or something.
Oh. What's that? Must have been a fake one.
Must have.
Alright, you want to go or should I keep going with the...
This one says Twins. The infamous Dr. Joseph.
Oh, Lord.
Joseph.
He's like hell to the earth.
Experiment on twins in effort to learn the secret of multiverse and find a way to quickly multiply the German race. His experiments were performed on prisoners at Auschwitz. He experimented on 100 pairs of twins. Roughly 200 survived those experiments. When the twins were of no more use to him, he dispatched subjects with an injection of chloroform straight to the heart.
Well, should I go with I have some stuff about twins, too.
Yeah.
He loved his twins. So this guy's like, he's the guy in Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Auschwitz was known, I think, for their twin experiments. Mine says he performed.
How many twins really were there back in the day?
I don't know. If you were a
that
twin,
you had 1,000 pairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one says like.
So, do you think that, like, if you're a twin, you were a target, even though if you were considered the ideal race, just because you were kind of like a mutant?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure because they're like they want to know everything about twins, just because they
want
to.
I know, like disabled people, they also went to like Auschwitz and stuff.
Oof. Auschwitz was the worst one, I thought, right?
Yeah, that's the most well-known.
Yeah.
I don't even know the names of the other ones.
I read a couple. Yeah, I don't know, like, any off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But, he wanted to see similarities and difference in genetics. This might be a repeat a little bit, but not really. Okay. So, genetics as well, to see if the human body can be unnaturally manipulated. So they were arranged by age and sex and kept in barracks between experiments. These are all the twins.
Mm-hmm.
These experiments were in-fucking-sane. Injections of dyes into the eyes to see if the eye color would change, as well as sewing together of the skin to create conjoined twins.
That's
to see
sick.
If they would survive. That's what I have on twins. I'm sure there's tons more, but that's one of the main thing. I've always heard about the eyes.
But why would they do that to your eyes? What is the purpose of learning?
Because they wanted the blue eyes.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so maybe they just want to see. I don't know. That would definitely blind you. You'd be done.
Yeah, I think the crazy part is if he's just like, I don't have any more use for you, that he would inject chloroform straight to your heart. Because chloroform already knocks you out. Imagine putting a high dosage of that into your heart.
Would you rather have that though, or like, yeah, like a gas chamber?
They probably start choking or something. It's not like a direct, like, death sentence.
Any death.
It probably paralyzes you, and then it's just pain.
Yeah. I think the only thing I would rather have is just starvation death.
Really?
Honestly, there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think I would.
I don't know.
All right. Oh, you next.
I mean, the gas chamber. Because you're just choking.
But then you're like, I don't know how long it would take to die.
You're just suffocating. It's like if someone held you by the throat and suffocate, eventually you just pass out.
I guess you're right. It's probably a couple minutes.
Yeah.
It's just the sad because they didn't really know what was going on and they go in there.
Yeah. Because I just know they just knew they didn't want to go in there.
Because I know, like, sometimes they think they were just going to shower because they'd be
well, didn't sometimes they would trick these people and they would put them on the train and they had no idea where they were going.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they thought they were going to work or something.
And they would have them stand on that train for days and they would squeeze them in. And I remember this story too from that museum. Where a guy was like, I was so thirsty because they didn't feed him or give him water that he peed and then put it on his lips just to, like, keep hydrated. Ugh. It's so gross. It's so sad.
This one's just labeled poison. The Nazis also used poison to torture and kill inmates. At Buchenwald concentration camp, the Russian prisoners were injected with experimental poisons as scientists would work on developing new methods of execution. One was a combination of phenyl, what is that?
I don't know.
And iodide?
Cyanide?
Yeah. Other experiments included adding toxic chemicals to food and shooting prisoners with poisonous darts bullets. Those who didn't die during the experiments were murdered so that an autopsy will determine that the impact of the poison actually had.
That's so sad. Yay! Yeah. This is a tough subject.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know that one. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next one I have, this is like on back to like the three separate reasons why they did the testings. So, they also did these testings to develop and test pharmaceuticals and treatment methods for injuries and illnesses. So, they tested for such diseases as malaria, tuberculosis, and yellow fever. So, obviously, they're giving these prisoners, like, these symptoms so they can, like, see what will happen. Also gave prisoners brand new drugs to try. Prisoners were subject to mustard gas in order to test multiple antidotes as well.
Mustard fucking gas. What is mustard gas?
Look, I asked Josh that last night. I thought it was just, like, the gas. I want to see, though. I never end up looking it up.
Okay, when you look that up, I have artificial insemination. Did you have this one?
I didn't have that one. I want to hear that.
All right. The notorious Himmler himself ordered a Nazi doctor to artificially inseminate concentration camp prisoners through various experimental methods. Dr. Karl Clarkberg artificially inseminated about 300 women at Auschwitz who were strapped down and tortured mercilessly.
That word is always so hard for me to say.
Clarkberg told his victims that he had used animal sperm to create a monster inside of them.
Oh, I'm sure that did.
That would make you sick.
Yeah, that'd make you sick, but it's not gonna, like, make you a monster.
I think it could even kill people.
Yeah. But I think he's imagining, like, them turning into something.
But they didn't know. I think maybe if it was something of, like, an ape descendants, something that's closer to our DNA pattern, like mules and horses, how they can, not mules, but donkeys and horses create mules, but mules can't physically have babies because they're a mutation of both the animals, but their DNA is so close together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe if they use, like, an ape of some kind, I think they could make something. I don't know. I've never seen actual documentation of that ever being.
I couldn't watch
like that. Like a liger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiger and a lion, if you've never seen Napoleon Dynamite, they're real.
Real. So, mustard gas is sulfur mustard, commonly known as mustard gas. It's a cytotoxic, I'm totally butchering this, chemical warfare agent with the ability to form large blisters on exposed skin and lungs. I'm sure it's just like, it's like chokes you out kind of thing.
It's like acid.
Yeah. Okay. So the third portion of this is also medical, the biggest one, medical experimentation sought to advance the racial and ideological tenets of the Nazi worldview. So basically making everyone look like Megan. and
so this also goes into the twins thing. Like, that's the biggest one that I already talked about. And they also did experiments on gypsies to determine how different races withstood different diseases. They were very interested in race, which I think we already touched on a little bit.
Yeah. But,
yep. So, that's that.
I don't have any more.
You don't?
It's all you, girl.
Okay.
This might not be a very... All of our podcasts in the next three episodes are not that long.
We're trying to do three in one day.
Forgive I sorry! okay. So let's keep it down to 30 if we can.
Yeah, we'll try. So this one's about bones transplant. You didn't already do that, did you?
No.
Okay, so they would do these experiments, obviously, where they do bone transplant, where they just take a bone... probably out of, like, a dead prisoner or a live prisoner, and they wanted to see how they could handle it. They didn't use, obviously, any anesthesia, and then just put it into another person, so all the infections and everything. So I don't understand why they want to do these experiments, like, do them in, like, in a sterile environment, because you're not learning anything, but unless they want to see...
And what disgusting human does this? Like,
yeah.
Well, how did they pick these people to do this?
I don't know.
Who signed up?
And why would you, like, you have to be have that be your job every day?
Yeah, you just go, and you just go home to your family, like, oh yeah, I tortured 500 people today.
Okay.
I killed 3,000 of them.
That's so sad. It's like working at a butcher place.
But worse.
Is that, like, a cute little accent to your headphones?
Yeah, is it pretty?
Cute. Okay, this one's so fucked up, so... In 1942, in a Poland concentration camp, a 12-year-old boy was strapped to a chair where he could not move at all, and was a mechanized hammer would come down and hit his head every few seconds for, like, days and days and days, and the boy went insane.
Oh, I don't have much more on that, but I could have probably looked more up, but that's insane. So they just wanted to see how people could handle stuff like that. I feel like they want to study this because they knew shit was going to go down when America found out.
I read something about a homosexual guy that something happened to him. Did? I don't remember what it was.
We could definitely do a part two on this
when
we had more time, guys. It's just...
I don't even remember what it was, but it was something crazy, but he died, obviously.
So this is the last one I have for this podcast. We'll definitely go part two. There's so much. So, in July 1944 to September 1944, 90 prisoners were deprived of all food and drink and given nothing but seawater to drink. They were seriously injured and dehydrated. The others saw them licking up mop water off the floor.
Ew.
But they had to. They had to. I mean, you're going to do anything if you're trying to survive.
Why give them seawater?
They knew shit was going to... We were going to attack them, and they were going to get prisoners, and then they were going to have to know what to do. So they were ready for anything. I think they were just trying to create the perfect military army. It's insane. It's insane.
Disgusting. This episode is bringing me nothing but disgust in the human race.
That's why I try to keep it lighthearted and current events. Guy eating butter. Not better than that.
Nothing but rainbows and guys eating butter. So, all right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. If you're watching our little snippet, we'll look exactly the same next week as we did this week and last week.
Yeah, because we don't shower.
Speak for yourself.
I'm kidding. I shower every day.
She only showers once a week. Please sponsor the podcast so that way she can afford more showers and pay her water bill.
I can't help it.
I can't help it. I'm poor. All right. So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Lady, shut up. The fuck? Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back!
Hello. Hello.
Oh, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
U.S. military leaders had a plan to kill innocent people and blame it on Cuba.
Sounds about right.
Sitting just 90 miles from Florida coast and considered a serious threat during Cold War, communist Cuba, under its leader, Fidel Castro, was a problem for the U.S. The U.S. tried to oust Castro during the Bay of the Pigs invasion of 1961, but the operation failed. So the generals went back to the drawing board and came up with the unbelievable plan called Operation Norwood. But they thought the U.S. leaders were planning just to kill all these innocent people for Cuba. Because they were believed to be communists.
When did communism start? Do you know? I can't remember when
it was around Nixon's time.
60s? Yeah, that sounds right. We probably sound so dumb right now.
I mean, I didn't live it, so
yeah.
I don't know.
And I feel like they didn't teach it that much in my high school, at least.
So we just know that it happened.
Yeah.
That, and it was, what was that one movie that we watched in one of our classes? It was... Good night, whatever.
Oh, go on with Slumter.
Yeah.
Good luck, good night or something.
Yeah.
Had George Clooney in it, right?
Yeah, but what was the famous broadcaster's name?
Do you know?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember.
I wasn't quizzing you, I was just asking.
I was gonna say, anyway,
had a lot of that movie was about communism, too.
Well, if I didn't see it through, I probably would know more. That's insane. So, politics, this is where your conspiracies are. Not Bigfoot, unfortunately.
Yeah, what the hell?
So my last one is pretty interesting.
Oh,
I
have two assassination ones.
Ooh, okay. Too. Ooh, do you want to do one and then I'll do this one? It's longer.
Sure.
You know how asbestos works.
No, I don't. Okay. I have Hitler's assassination. During World War II, there were several, obviously, unsuccessful attempts to assassinate the German leader, Adolf Hitler. When the thing started getting out of hand for the Germans during the war, there was talk between many high-ranking Nazi officials to kill off Hitler as a way to saving face. This plan was known as Operation Valkyrie, and the story would later be made into a big-budget Tom Cruise movie. Hitler survived Operation Valkyrie, but would die years later when he took his own life. At least that's what the government wants you to think.
So are you one of those people that believes Hitler's still alive?
I think he was a coward, and he was alive for a while.
I mean, he's probably dead now.
Yeah, but I think he was undercover somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were, spies for him.
Because did anyone ever... Is there pictures of his actual body?
I don't think so, because it was, wasn't it bombed? Wasn't he in a bunker? And
yeah.
He bombed?
No, I thought he killed himself.
Oh, he killed himself in the
bunker? There was a bullet to his head.
Yeah. I don't know. He should have just killed himself. Hopefully it happened.
What a horrible human being.
I just don't understand why there's, how someone could get so evil. It's just power. He wanted the power.
But when do you decide to get rid of a whole entire clan of people? But it wasn't, honestly, everyone always thinks it's just the Jewish people he was killing. He was killing many different types of people. Homosexuals, he was killing African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much if you didn't look like me, if you weren't blonde, blue-eyed, you probably would have been safe as well.
Mm-hmm. You wanted German people, right, too? Because does he want to kill American people, too? Or is he... God damn it.
They can't hear that, so they have no idea what you're talking about. But, we keep getting text messages through our headphones and we can hear it and you guys can't hear it. But I think he wanted the ideal race. That's what he was going for. Yeah. But imagine being related to him and carrying that name.
Yeah, what my great-great-great-grandfather is Hitler. I would change it for sure.
Do you think that they changed it right after the event so that way there's not really any Hitlers in the world anymore?
Probably. I dated a German guy in high school, for an exchange student, and I was like...
And he was related to Hitler?
No, we asked him, how do they teach it over there, World War II, how do they touch on it? They just, explain it, but I don't... He's like, they just say what happened. He's like, but they're not proud of it, obviously.
Oh, they didn't leave that out of the chapter books like we do here.
So at least they admit to it. I mean, it's not like something you can hide.
Yeah.
But, it was so sad. Oh, also, wait, I'll save it for the next podcast. Never mind.
ADHD.
So my next one is the theory that asbestos manufacturers claimed that it was a perfectly safe substance to use. No, guys, it's not. So asbestos is a natural silicate mineral compound used for soundproofing and fire retardation. I can never say that right. I'm so sorry.
Retardation.
It is extremely resistant to burning. In the 20th century, it was used for many things, such as, like, firefighter suits, race car drivers' suits, and, like, anything that could, like, burn and whatever, so to be safe. And then the medical and academic circles started studying and found it was very dangerous and caused cancer. So then asbestos companies figured that out as well. Like, they figured that out, and they were, like, freaking out because they didn't want to get sued, so the companies did everything in their power to cover up the truth about the product to avoid major lawsuits. These companies even went as far as to employ physicians for the company who said, yeah, like, asbestos is dangerous, but if these employees can do their jobs, we're not going to tell them, like, the health risks. Like, we're going to say it's okay.
It's like Aaron Brockovich. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, you always tell me to watch it.
A good movie. I watched it last night.
Alright, I'll have to watch it.
But pretty much the gist of it is she's a lady that, she's struggling, but she gets a job at a law firm. And so she starts going through files, and she finds, a certain file that really interests her. And she's like, oh, hey, can I, like, go deeper into this? And the guy's like, yeah, whatever. And she goes to all these people's houses and finds out that they're dying from cancer or have all these health problems. And it's correlated with a plant that's down the street. And they've told them that the chromosome that was in the water from the plant was actually good for them. But in fact, it's killing them off.
That's scary.
And so she's, like, fighting for them.
That's cool.
Lady, please stop. Thank you.
She's so sad. But, yeah.
We'll get you a quieter toy the next episode, okay?
So, yeah, basically, these employees are working, and I don't understand what's going on. So, the lawsuits finally came through for this in 1990. Like, major lawsuits were filed, and many of these companies went bankrupt, and a lot of them, like, bought out other companies. But the crazy thing is that asbestos is still legally being produced in the U.S. and Canada. Like, many, many of the companies to this day still deny that it's not, there's no health, like, risks. Even though, like, the employees that work there, like, at least 30 die a year from it. Because I'm sure they've cut down on employees.
Do you think that maybe aspartame that's in, like, diet drinks, that, you know, like, Diet Pepsi finally got rid of it. Do you think that's really killing people, and that's why they got that out, and they didn't want to disclose that it's really killing people?
I'm still drinking it, but I definitely do because, this person's not watching. I have a friend from high school whose dad, drinks a bunch of Diet Coke, like, insane amounts, and she's like, I swear to God, he's just getting dumber. Like,
really?
I don't know, I feel like that's so mean to say, but it's true. Like, he, like, has no common sense, he kind of acts slow, I don't know. Like, it's weird. But he used to be super smart, everyone said.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Huh. I don't know.
I said that. Maybe it's just a weird observation that she's having.
Maybe. Or maybe she's just really secretly pissed off at him.
You're so stupid, Dad.
Yeah.
Alright, the last one I have is MLK Jr. assassination. Throughout the U.S. government... Although the U.S. government, I'm so sorry, reading is so hard. Although the U.S. government has wrapped Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy in the American flag, using the words to symbolize racial harmony and patriotic unity, very little is spoken of the fact that the Memphis jury found the U.S. government guilty of conspiring to assassinate Dr. King on April 4th,
1968. That's
not scary. Yeah, so the family of Dr. King filed a civil suit in 1999 in the Memphis, Tennessee. After 4 weeks of testimony and over 70 witnesses, 12 jurors reached an anonymous verdict. Sorry, like the thing. The text messages just really distract me. On December 8th, 1999, that Dr. King was assassinated as a result of conspiracy. The King family was awarded
$100.
That's,
well,
isn't that 1999?
Oh, no.
The jury found that the local, state, and federal U.S. government agencies and the mafia were all involved in the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and James Earl Ray, who pleaded guilty to assassinating King and was an unknown scapegoat.
That's, I didn't know that. Maybe I did, and I, because I feel like you learned so much about the slavery times that it's hard to retain all the information.
That's not really a slavery time, that's a civil rights
movement. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Whatever.
Not slavery, oh my god, that did sound really stupid. But,
Jesus.
$100. They're like, oh yeah, we killed, you know, a very important man to U.S. history and, like, your family member, here's $100.
What good does it do, like, killing him, though? It's just going to make people more angry. It did, right?
I think he knew a lot more than we.
Oh, and he was probably going to bring it to light.
Yeah.
They don't like that in the government.
They don't. And I think he had a lot of power, and they didn't like that.
Because, I mean, he was a voice for everyone. Besides, it's always the rich white man. I'm sorry, but yeah. It's true. And then their wives.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, that was it. That's all the conspiracy theories proven. I'm sure there's a lot more conspiracy theories out there that have been proven or about to be proven.
Yes.
And it's just the world that we live in. It's a very weird and scary place, and a lot of things are kept secret, especially in the United States of America.
And we could definitely do part 2, 3, 4 to this if you really want, because, I mean, they're mostly politic ones, but they're pretty interesting if you've never read them before.
That, and I, you guys really like the conspiracy theory episodes. They always get the most views, the most likes, the most questions on our videos online. So if you do have any questions or any suggestions for any conspiracy theories that you really want us to go in depth on and you can listen to, you know.
Any corrections.
Yeah. Hit us up. You know where to find us.
Wikipedia sometimes.
All of our links are always down below in the descriptions on our iTunes as well as Google Play. For the YouTube channel, you're just watching a snippet of it, so all the links are always down below, so you can check us out on any of our social medias or listen to us.
If anybody wants to sponsor us,
yeah,
that'd be awesome, so we can get some real cool microphones.
And a backdrop, so you don't have to walk at the couch every week, and maybe we can actually videotape a whole entire episode.
Yes,
with better equipment.
So yeah. We can work on that. I mean, we've got a decent setup for what we have, but...
We do. I mean, you can't complain.
Yeah.
We have progressed since episode one, if you've been with us for that long.
Did we even film episode one?
We'll never know what we looked like. No, I don't even remember.
I think, was I still living here when we did that?
I think so. Weird. We just sat down one Monday. It wasn't even on a Sunday when we filmed it.
Weird. You're positive on that?
Yeah, I had Monday off or something.
Huh. Cool. Well...
Alright, well, we gotta film two more episodes, so we'll see you later.
Bye, lady, bye.
Shut up! The fuck? Where's the alcohol?